Okay, here we go. Five short ideas for Parshas Vayera, Tavshin Pei Aleph, learning Shvayi, learning Nishmas. My grandmother's Yartzeh was just Erev Shabbos. Yehudas, Bas Yiv Yosef, Halevi, Schus for Shlomo, Mordechai Yaakov, Yidu Bernivka, Besor Shechaz Yerachapara, Bas Erster, Besor Shechaz. First Torah comes to us from Reveruchim Lavovitz, the Torah, the Sefer Das Torah, the second Pasuk to our Parsha. Pasuk says, Avram Avinu, he knows, just got his bris mila according to Gemara and Shabbos. And at the end of the day, he sees these malachim, sees these three men standing there, and he saw and he ran to greet them from the entrance of his tent. And Rav Yerucham just asks a very simple question. He says, the Torah goes out of his way to tell seven different psukim, describe the details of Avram's kindness. Just say that Avram Avinu wanted to go do chesed, wanted to go do achnas zorchim. And we know the Gemara and Shabbos says achnas zorchim is greater than greeting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Seven psukim in the Holy Torah? Says Rav Yerucham, listen to this mashal. When a person inherits a house, he usually just say, I have a house. He's not going to go over on the details because everything he got at one time. But when a person builds a house, he's going to think about every detail from beginning until the end. He will describe how he purchased the land for the site of the house, how he bought the material, and enter every single detail of the house. Each aspect is dear to him. Says Rav Yerucham, the Gemara Bracha tells us that Sabach Dalar Manaf, the actions and behavior of the tzaddikim are like a building. Each action is building a great edifice. For this reason, the Torah tells us about each detail of Avram's chesed. Every movement was another stage in the building of a righteous person. Says Rav Yerucham, at the end of the day, when we do acts of kindness, each detail is important. You can't just go, okay, it's good to be a kind person. No, each detail is kodesh kadosh and mamish. Each detail in our chesed and our benan v'chaveru is kodesh kadoshim, and says Rav Yerucham, that's why the Torah goes seven psukim to tell us about the details of Avram's chesed, to show you when it comes to chesed and benan v'chaveru, every detail is so precious and so special. Recently, I was reading about Rav David Trenk. I highly recommend Rabbi Saul Besser came out, I believe this summer, called Just Love Them. Every story is mamish unbelievable. One story on page 273. He sprinkled nicknames, Rav David Trenk, the way that an artist sprinkles drops of paint. A bachur returned from yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael after learning the third parak in Yevamos. Rav David, who loved Yevamos, spoke to the bachur and saw that the young man had learned very well. From then on, he would always call this bachur. He would say, Arba Achim. He would chant a certain phrase from Yevamos. A bachur Rabbi Trenk's neighborhood had mastered Maseches Megillah, so he would call him Mordechai Megillah. It became his official name. At least every single time Rabbi Trenk saw these kids, his Taminim, he would call them, he would talk to them about Yevamos and Megillah. If Rabbi Trenk saw Yitzchak Alter, who was a camp monk staff member, on a random weekly afternoon, he would say, ah, my Baal Kore, the greatest Baal Kore, because he used the Baal Kore on the Shabbos mornings in camp monk. The nicknames that Rabbi Trenk gave to them, it wasn't just Stam. It was detailed because it was precious, because every Talmud was so precious to him. And that's Avram Avinu. Every detail was so precious and every Talmud was so precious to Rabbi Trenk. And he had a nickname, he had a special connection to every single Talmud. One incredible idea from Rav Yerucham and Rav David Trenk. Moving on to idea number two. Second idea comes from the Mazar Kodesh of the Rav Shetzer Rebbe, the Talmud of Rabbi Mayach and the Choyze. So right before, in the middle of a Chodesh Baruch Hu planning to tell Avram Avinu about what he's going to do with Stone, Perik Yud Ches Pasuk Yud Ches. Pashup Shat, I have cherished him, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, because he commands his children and his household after him that they keep the way of Hashem to do good and justice in order that Kodesh Baruch Hu might bring upon Avram. And that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I have to tell Avram Avinu what I'm going to do with stone. Says the Rav Shetzer Rebbe, this is the only reason why he's going to praise Avram. Okay, because he follows and he tries to spread my name throughout the world. And says the Zera Kodesh, that's exactly. Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu feel compelled to tell Avram Avinu? Because Avram Avinu's mission, his goal, his mandate was to do one thing, to spread Kavod Shemayim. Ki Yedatev, what does that mean, Ki Yedatev, says the Rav Shetzer Rebbe? Natati Bodas, Kachushu, Shoresh, Yedias, Alokus, Bo'olam. All he wanted to do was to spread monotheism throughout the world, to spread a Kodesh Baruch Hu throughout the world. He could have just sat home by himself and served the Rabbeinu Shom. But Eino Maspik, it wasn't good enough just to do that. Rak Rotzel, Avdo, Yisparach, Shemo, Ko, Yimei, Oilam. He wanted to spread the Rabbeinu Shom's name throughout the entire world. And that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu felt compelled and needed, because Avraham Avinu was Ki Yedatev. Das, like the Alter Rebbe says, Das is Loshem of Chibor, right? Adam Yado is Chava. Chodesh Baruch Hu saw that Avraham Avinu needed to bring connection of the Chodesh Baruch Hu throughout the rest of the world. And this is why Sort of Weimarger quotes in the Sefer on Orsa Tshuva, Perik Yudalit, Says Avraham Avinu wasn't just fine with just sitting at home. Avraham Avinu, the Medrash says in last week's parsha, he understood that Avraham Avinu sewed everything together. He understood that Hashem intended man to bind the world to Hashem, to enthrone Hashem in the world, so that Hashem will be at the center of life for every single person. That's why the Medrash says, right, don't read the pasuk as Bihi Baram Ela Ba'Avraham. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the heaven and earth for the sake of Avram. What does it mean to for the sake of Avram? He knew that Avram knew that Hashem created the world in such a way that people would seek Him as being equally maker of heaven and earth, and they would then work to bring heaven into earth. Avraham Avinu's mission, Echad Haya Avram, like Rabbi Nachman starts with Tinyana Chelik Beis, Echad Haya Avram means that Avraham Avinu's mission was to bring Kavod Shemayim throughout the world. It wasn't just good for enough for him to sit at home. That's Noach. Noach, we saw at the end of the day, Rav Weinberger explained that he didn't change most of the world. He didn't change, but Avraham Avinu's mission was, no. I got to get out. It's not just good enough for me and get my family. I got to spread Kavod Shemayim. And that's what the bonus was, ki dativ. Now I have to tell him what I'm going to do, stum, because his whole life mission is for me. I got to share. What an amazing lesson about not only realizing that our artifice is for ourselves, but to spread Kavod Shemayim throughout the world. What a beautiful idea from the Rebbe Shitzer Rebbe, and a beautiful idea noted by the Alter Rebbe about Chibor of Yada. And also from Rav Weinberger, quoting in Oros HaTshuva from Rav Kook. Moving on to idea number three. I think this is the third idea we're going to say. It comes from the Divrei Yisrael, the Marjitz Rebbe, the grandson of Yecheskel of Kushmir. This might be our second or third week. I'm not sure. But Divrei Yisrael, such sweet tires. So Yutes Tezayin, we know that what happens is that Avraham Avinu goes to Talot. But Yisma'a Ma'a, the Pasuk says, and he delayed with the Shalshelis. And Rashi famously notes, what did he delay for? He wanted, the Medrash says he wanted to get his money. Says the Divrei Yisrael, what's a deeper pshat over here? The Medrash says he wanted to go get the money. But you could even look, the Gra does this all the time, look at the trep of the on top of the word of Vayisma'ama. Doesn't just write in the word by Vayisma'ama. No, it's only Vayisma'ama. There's something called a shalshelis, where it goes up above. I'm not the Balkoyer over here, as you could hear. But anyway, what's a shalshelis? The shalshelis is to show you he delayed. But Mamash, he was so dovuk to his money. He was kusher. It wasn't just something that, okay, Vayisma'ama. It had to be the shalshelis. The Vilna Gaon does this all the time. He'll put the trap of the word and he'll explain it in the word. And this is exactly what the Divrei Yisrael says. Why is there a shalshelis on the word Vayisma'ama? To show you that he was so connected and so such a slave to his money. Dothik the kasher b'tayvus mamon, the kasher b'shalshalos v'zubizikim. Like shalshalos is another expletive for shalshalos. The word shalshalos is they were chains. He was chained to his money. Look at the words that Rashi writes in Avos. Avos Perek Dalad Mishnah Chav Aleph. Rabbi Elazar Kapa Omer Akinav Atayva Vakova Matzinas Ha'odim in Olam. Three things take a person out of this world: jealousy, taiva, desire, and honor. Rashi says, "What is on the Mishnah? What does taiva refer to? Shemisave mamon harbe. When a person has taiva, money. When it comes to money, a person can do things that don't make sense. As the pasuk says in the Koheles, we just read it on Sukkos, on Hey Tess, Oiv kesef lo yisvakes. Someone who loves money will never be satiated by money. Shaholech achar taivas liba will always want more and more and more. Kiniyah v'shar veils, like adultery and like other affairs. I mean, Nachman talks about this all the time. When it comes to money, money is no one's saying to live poor." But a person thinks that money's going to buy you happiness. It isn't. It isn't. When a person can be a slave to his money, that's exactly what Lot was. And that's exactly, says the Divrei Yisrael, why there's a shalshelis in the word Vayisma'ama, to show you that he was so dovuk to him. And this is something that we have to be make sure that our priorities are in check. I think that's the main idea. What are your priorities? To make sure that our priorities are in check. Yes, not to live chas v'shalom frugal lives, but to make sure that our ruchnis are our priorities. Gosh, is important, but to make sure that it's not holding us back. We're not slaves to physical things, to our gosh. So a beautiful idea from the Divrei Yisrael and Rashi and Avos. Moving on to idea number four. Idea number four comes from the Tefer Shlomo. Chav Aleph Tezayin. And Avos, we know Avraham Avinu bans Hagar and Yishmael out of his house. Zara says at the end of the day, Yishmael is having a bad influence on Yitzchak. V'teilech v'teishev v'la me'neged harchek k'met chlevi keshes ki amroi alra b'mos hayole v'teishev v'neged v'tisa es kolor v'teich. What happens is that Yishmael is not doing well. And at the end of the day, Hagar says, let me go a little further away. Let me not see the death of my child. She sat at a distance, lifted her voice, and wept. And that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard her voice. And at the end of the day, he brought the Yeshua. He brought the Yeshua for Yishmael. But the Tefer Shema is a beautiful idea over here. The deeper words of, what does it mean? Vateshev, mineged. She sat at a distance. It doesn't just mean physically.
Ateshel al-minege means spiritually. She didn't think about how is the Yeshua going to come? How am I going to have? How is this all going to work out? How this? How that? And where did she learn that from? Obviously, she learned that from the house of Avram Avinu. We don't think about the Rabbonu Shom's ways when they're going through them. She didn't have kashas on the Rabbonu Shom. And because she didn't have kashas, that's exactly what brought the Yeshua. What does that mean? She's not going to look at the death of the child. Because she had the Emunah Bitachon, because she had the Yeshua, because she had the Emunah and the trust in the Rabbonu Shom. That is exactly what brought the Yeshua. That where did she learn that from? The Tefer Shomo. She learned that from the house from Avavino. The Baal Bitachon. To realize that I might not know how this is going to work out, but I know there's one. There's the Kadosh Baruch Hu upstairs, and that's exactly why the Yeshua came through Munah Bitachon. Actually, I saw Torah over Shabbos from the Yismach Moshe in Parshas Matos, the very beginning of Parshas Matos. He says, you know, when it comes to this world, we're not blessed. This world is not, we don't get reward in this world except for one mitzvah. There's one mitzvah where we do get reward. And which mitzvah is that? That is the mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, because we heard that from the Rabbonu Shom. The Heim Yisod Amunah. Zesh Amo Ein Yisod Nizon Ela B'Schus Amunah. At the end of the day, because we heard Anochi Hashem Elokecha Tzadik Ben Noso Yichya, because we heard Anochi V'Makadosh Baruch Hu, we were Zocha to have reward in this world. That means the more a Jew has Amunah on the Rabbonu Shom Bitachon, then I don't know what's going to be with the election. I don't know what's going to be with the election Tuesday night, Wednesday, or whenever it comes to an end. I don't know what's going to be with the election. I don't know what's going to be with this pandemic. But if I have Amunah Bitachon, I could literally change the result. Just like Hagar changed the result. And I tap into my Amunah Bitachon. Tap in like the Chalisel Esrug from the Chavetz Chaim. Have to be so strong with our Amunah Bitachon. And we can never relent. Not because of the Chavetz Chaim, because it's mamash the tree that's holding us from all these years. But says Yismach Moshe and other tzaddikim, including Rabbi Chochem Michal Zlatch, who says the Hamin by Mordechai. Vahi Oymin Sadasa. Yisrael brings it down in Parshas Noach. Vahi Oymin Sadasa means he brought her up. When a person has a Muna, you bring down Shefa and Bracha into your entire life. And that's what the Tefer Shamal says. Vatelech Vatishev. She put herself at a distance from seeing the death. What does that mean? Not physically, spiritually. She said, at the end of the day, I don't know what's going to happen. But I do know that her Rabbonu Shom's one, something's going on behind the scenes. And because she had that Muna B'tachot, that's exactly what brought the Yeshua. What an incredible idea from the Tefer Shomo, the Yisnach Moshe, and Michal Michal Zlachev, of all about the Koyach of Amunah and Bitachon. As the Hashem Yisbach, which we zocha, to not just live this, learn this, but to live it, mamish, especially this week. For the final idea comes to us from Rabbi Moshe of Kosov in the Sefer Leket Oni. So we know the beginning of Akedah Yitzchak, Vayomer Kachna as Bincha as Echidcha, Asher Havta as Yitzchak, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, please take your son. Ein na el Hashem Bakasha. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, he's requesting Avraham Avinu. But says Rabbi Moshe Kosov a deeper idea. Kachna, what does it mean? If he's requesting, he said that he wanted to make sure Avraham Avinu was doing it out of love. I don't want you to do it because you have to. I want you to do it because you want to. I want you to do it because you want to do the ratzon. That's a kachna. That wasn't just mean that he was trying to do it because he was asking me in a nice way. He wanted to make Avraham Avinu was making sure that he wanted to do it in a loving and doing it beratzon, not in, because he needed to and beoynis. Like I once heard Rav Shlomo Yonah Weiss. Mish Kodesh, he spoke in DRS one year. He says, well, you always say, I have to bench, I have to daven mincha. No, we have to change that. I want to bench, I want to daven mincha. Avichai Meir Morgenstern just came out with the whole sefer, but Avodas Hashem, having a tanig on Avodas Hashem. Not because we have to, because we want to. I can't live without the Rabbonu Shalom in my life. I can't live without Shabbos. I can't live without a day of Torah. I can't live a day without Chesed. I can't live a day without Tefillah. That's exactly what's going on. Kach another bonus from Stichy Abavinu. Na doesn't just mean he was asking, like, I want you to go nicely. I want you to go with na. I want you to go with ahava, beratzon, because you want to, because not because you need to, because you want to. And it's something that you can't not do, and you want to do Surah Chodesh Baruch Hu with great love. And that's exactly the vort that we learned from Shlomo Yonah Weiss. He said this on Torah. He looked great. He speaks on Torah anytime, all the time. I don't have to bench. I have to have mincha. I want to bench. I want to have mincha. That's exactly the vort. The Vichar Meir Morgenstern was writing in the sefer they put together, Sefer B'yam Darkecha. I highly, highly recommend it. It's called Darkei Avodas Hashem L'Maisa, Sefer B'yam Darkecha. You get it, I think, in Beagle Eyes and different places. Mamish, beautiful, about finding Tainig in Avodas Hashem. Not because we have to, because we need to, because we want to. Let's just review these five ideas. We start off the first day of Yeruchim Lavovitz. It says, seven psukim by Yudchaz Bez in the beginning. He saw in this and that, seven psukim to demonstrate Avraham Avinu's chesed. Yes, Avir Racham. The Mashal says that when a person builds a house, someone inherits a house, he got the house. If you build the house, you go through every detail, every nook and cranny. And says that when a tzaddik goes through every chesed, everything is so precious. Like Rav David Trenk, every talmud is so precious to him. When it comes to Ben Adam Chaver, every detail has got to be so precious because every detail is so important. The second thing that the Zera Kodesh told us, Ki dativ, Achadosh Baruch Hu needed to tell Avraham Avinu. That's why, because he had to tell Avraham Avinu, because Avraham Avinu is Ki dativ. Yes. Says the Zera Kodesh, because Avraham Avinu's charge wasn't just for himself. He wanted to, he was the central location for Kavod Shemayim for the entire world, and Kadosh Baruch Hu needed to tell Avraham Avinu for that, because that's the end of the year. That's what it means to be a yid, and that's what Rav Aimger writes in Oros HaTshuva from the Medrash. Noach didn't change the entire world. Avraham says, "But Azriel bihi Baram Ella Avraham." The Schus of Avraham to be able to bring Kavod Shemayim throughout the rest of the world. That's the whole point. And then that was today's Hayom Yom. I forgot to say it before. The Dira Batachtoinim, like the Rebbe said, the whole point of being in this world is to make sure that the whole world finds Ribbono Shel Olam in your home and inside yourselves. The third idea was said from the Majitzer, Yutes Tezayin, Vayisma Ma. Why is there Shalshelis on the word Vayisma Ma? Rashi says over there because he hesitated because he wanted to get his money. It says the Divi Yisrael, a Shalshelis is steel, chains. He was chained to his money. Like Rashi says in Pirkei Avos, Dalad Chav Aleph. When it comes to Taiva, Kina Taiva Kavim Atzinus Adam in Olam. Money, a person will never be satiated by money. We have to make sure we have to check our priorities. And that's why the Shalshel, it's like the Vilna Gaon always does this. He always connects the Shalshel, the trup to the word. We have to make sure that our priorities are in check. The fourth and fifth, the fourth idea we said about Telech Vateshev, that Hagar pushed herself away. She distanced her away in order she shouldn't see the death of Ishmael. Doesn't just mean physically, it means spiritually to Ishmael. She said, I don't understand how it's all going to work out. But I learned the house of Avraham Avinu not to look at the details. Don't know there's a big picture. And says the Tefer Shema, when she had that Emunah B'Tachot, that's exactly when the Malach came, that's exactly when the Yeshua came. And Yitzchak Moshe tells us there's one mitzvah that we do get, we are rewarded in this world, and that's the mitzvah of Emunah. The mitzvah of Emunah. And how important it is to have that, especially in mind during this week before the elections, especially during the pandemic, or whenever we don't know what's going to be, we have to tap into the Emunah B'Tachot, because when we tap into our Emunah B'Tachot, we literally change the results that are happening. Rechel Michal Zadra says the Parshas Oiv in the beginning of Oiv Yisrael, but when it comes to Mordechai and Esther, he Oimen Es Hadassah, Oimen is Lashon HaMshacha. He brought her up, he brought down the tremendous bracha. That's the avoid of when we talk about the fifth and final idea, Moshe of Kosef, Chav Beis Beis. Why did it say, Oimer Kach, Na Esbincha, what's Na? Rashi says, because the Na is Adel Bahash Bakash, he was requesting. But deeper idea says, the Kosev Rebbe, Moshe of Kosev, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Avraham Avinu, I want you to do it Beratzon Ahava, not because you have to, like Rav Shlomo says, because you need to, because you want to. It's part of your panemius. Like Richard Meyer says, our tainug in Avodas Hashem, it's not just good enough to be an Eved Hashem, we have to feel the pleasure in Avodas Hashem. Sometimes you're going to feel, sometimes you're not. That's human characteristics. We have to make sure that our priorities to always go for the, because we have to, not because we have to, because we want to. It's our Ahava, we have a relationship with the Rebbe Hashem, we can't get enough of our Avodas Hashem. Be'ez Hashem Shvizocha, to make sure to take our chesed and our ben adam chaver, every detail is so special, super important, to understand the Kavod Shemayim is not only for ourselves, but for the rest of the world. To be able to make sure we have the right priorities. To be able to make sure we put full trust in the Ribbono Shel Olam, full bitachon in Kadosh Baruch Hu, and then we'll see great results. And to understand that relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam is super powerful when we have that ahava. Not because we have to, because we want to, because we need it, because it's our oxygen, it's our life source.